earth, and sky.
Less water is flowing through the world's largest rivers today compared to 50 years ago. That's according to Kevin Trenberth of the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
There's an increasing population, there's increasing uses of water from industry and agriculture, irrigation, and so on. And then we have the climate factor, which is what our study is about.
In the 2009 study, Trenberth and his colleagues identified the influence of climate change on rainfall as the main cause of river decline.
There's a shift in the patterns and the nature of precipitation. In general, when precipitation occurs, it's a bit heavier than it used to be. That means the frequency is also changing, so we get, especially in the United States, heavier rainfall, but perhaps with it, some of it being a little bit further in between events.
He said such fluctuations can create an even drier climate, further impacting river flows.
In general, around the world, we found that there were decreases in important areas like the Yellow River and the Ganges in India, where there's a lot of people, and also in the Niger in West Africa.
Trenberth said because human populations depend on rivers, we need to carefully manage our water supply. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.